Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to tell you that this podcast is brought to you by Game Changer. It is the one-stop shop for keeping stats and live streaming and keeping score, sharing the game with grandma. It's available. It's free. It's a downloadable app on both iOS and Android. Just go over to gc.com, download it for free, and you can use it. And let's head off to the podcast. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. With two high school coaches that voices are shot, so we both apologize.
They are shot. I'm sorry.
Because it's basketball season, and this is what happens. But anyway, before we jump in, talk about weathering the storm. Let's give a big two shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Just got off a call with them. Love them. Mentioned the podcast, and I get $450 off, and they'll take really good care of you. Hopefully I can get that $450 up a little bit. So I'm working on that.
Yep. With inflation.
With inflation. Usually they help me do that.
Good.
And then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The full stop shop. Yeah.
Remind me to talk to you about that later. I have a question about your youth stuff. Okay. I'm interested in the blitz youth offense stuff with the Zoom stuff. Okay. I'm very intrigued. Just a little plug. And if anybody else.
I'll send it to you. It's good.
I really want to see it because there's some things. I'm always looking to expand my youth coaching.
That's coachinghoops.com. That's a whole different business.
Yeah, but it's still all connected.
It's connected. Bill and I run that.
I'm talking just in general, high school basketball, youth program.
It's all connected. It's like
unless you're recruiting kids and you're a preparatorial school, well, we're not. So we get a lot of time. We get what we get. You know,
we do. And then you can also go over, check out wintheseason.com. It's the season's almost over, but there's going to be win the postseason, then there's going to be win the off season, then there's going to be win the, so all of those at some point. It's basically another membership. I'm putting them separate and then I'm going to put them together. And anyway, teachhoops.com, coaches who want to get better, go check it out. Okay, so weathering the storm. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
If it's tomorrow's, not Valentine's Day.
But we're pre-recording this. But if it was Valentine's Day, the next day would be my wife's birthday.
Ooh, that's
cool. I know. I'm a poor person in January.
February.
All right.
February, you mean.
Yeah. February. Yeah, see? A cloudy. February.
It's cloudy. No. Yeah. And if I post this on non-Valentine's Day, it might go off. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. We'll just do what we do.
But so that made us start thinking about weathering the storm, because off air we were talking about family and
I asked you the question. I said, how often, through the years, like last 4 years, I've taken a little hiatus and just been dad and got back into being a head coach. How many times do you actually have a meal with your significant other, your partner, your spouse, and your family, your kids, if you have kids? And he's like, what did you say, coach?
I was reading something. So anyway, anybody who's watching, it is interesting. So how many times have I done that? Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Christmas Day.
Yep.
Maybe Christmas, New
New Year's
Year's
Eve.
Eve day.
Yep.
No. So what I told him is like, so 35 years of coaching, 25 years, 26 years. I don't even know how many years I've been head coach. Anyway, a lot of years. Again, my kids are grown now. They're fully cooked, so I don't really worry about it too much. But we did that during basketball season. It was very hard, and it was hard for a couple reasons. Because I was coming home at different times, but also the kids were, playing youth basketball in the play, swimming, doing these things.
Yeah, and
So,
then as your kids get older, the it changes, right? Because then
right.
you're doing more transportation, taking, this kid here, that kid wants to hang out here. When they're younger, they're more of a nucleus of taking care of in a proximity to the same space. But then as they get older, they want to do stuff, and it's a constant change every year.
It is. It is. Yes, it's always kind of pivoting. I told you that one of the ways that I dealt with it is, first of all, spring break was always my wife's. Now, I'm lucky because I don't coach a spring sport. Coached a fall sport for a while, but I don't coach a spring sport. So I always told her once basketball season was over, part of the money that I made coaching was going to be for a trip, family trip. We're going somewhere on spring break. So that always kind of like, because then she knew she was going to get me. We'd drive to Florida. We would, I think we went to the Carolinas one year. I know we went to out to the Grand Canyon, did some of that with the kids one year. I mean, sometimes we'd fly, sometimes we'd drive. She hates the car trips, but she liked that she got me in the car.
Yeah, so you could actually have
Yeah,
conversations.
or sleep or whatever. But yes.
Yeah.
And the kids were small enough.
Right.
So that was one of the ways. And then over winter break, usually we went somewhere around Christmas. And then I, during some of that, my teams were really good when my kids were really young. So that was a, that probably caused a little bit bigger kind. If you think back to, Emma was born in 04 and Drew was born in 02. And I
Yeah,
think my
you.
first
Those are
state
your.
of,
Those are your. Those are clearly
you know,
your
from
best.
05 to,
Yeah.
from 05 to 12, we went to the state tournament every year. So
Weren't
my
you there in
kids,
04 too?
yeah, 04, 04 to
Yeah, 04,
012.
you
Yeah.
lost.
We lost in the
Sorry.
finals in 04.
Yeah.
But
Sorry,
anyway,
I was at
so
like every game. I just remember those games, those teams.
I do. Those were great teams. But
Great time.
my kids were littles at that point. And I have a video of my daughter just screaming because I was going to scout one night. That was pre, it was pre-huddle.
Right, you're right.
Pre-stat breakdown kind of
Life
stuff.
is a lot easier now, I think, a little bit in regards to that component.
Yeah, I think people are a little bit lazier when it comes to that, to be honest
Yeah.
with you. I think. All right, sorry to interrupt the podcast. Kermit the Frog here with basketball voice, but it's basketball season. That's what happens to your voice during basketball season. Starts
You just
sounding
got
like
a turn. You just got done with a tournament,
I
so
know.
you're
It's you know what I sound like? I sound like a someone that's been smoking too much, but I don't smoke.
you don't
That's
smoke.
what, but we're stopping the podcast to talk about game changer. And it is a game changer. Like you said, no pun intended. And what does it do, coach?
It is a real-time scorekeeping and live streaming app. So, and it's free for your Android or iOS device. So when you hand it to a parent, they can track stats super easy,
You
super
hand
easy.
it
You don't
to
have to have knowledge of the game.
that parent that's make yelling at the officials and being loud. That's what I
That's
use.
right.
I
Yeah.
swear to God, when I use game change, here you go. And they got to focus so they can't like, yes, they can't be too loud. So it's great from that standpoint. But
That's right. And I wish I had it when I was growing, when I was coaching my own kids, because their grandma lived out of state. And, with Game Changer, she can
right.
now watch the game
Live stream.
because all the, yeah, it's live stream. So grandma can watch the game, be part of the game. It's like you said, it's a game changer for coaches to really get a pulse of their team, where they need to improve upon, where they need to improve, what they put an emphasis on practice. The stats, the data is there to help. And again, like I said, it's super easy to track stats while watching the game.
And it's so
Cl couple
different
clicks of
than
a
you and
mouse.
I were coaching our kids, because basically you're carrying around a camcorder in your pocket. Like,
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, an iPad, but also a phone. These things can, they can all live stream it. But where do they find this, coach?
Yeah, if you head on over to gc.com, again, G as in George, C as in Collins.com, and go to sports and find the basketball app there. It is free, and you can live stream games, allow parents and friends to watch that game, and obviously track stats on your team. So
great. Let's get back to the podcast. Let's go back to the podcast. I think you got to watch more film than people are, but anyway, because it's doing it for you. Anyway, so that's how, I mean, that's how I weathered the storm. And I tried to make myself available every fall and spring. Much more so than, you know, I'm a Disney person. So usually we would try to get some sort of Disney trip before the season started to make everybody in the pamphlet. Family healthy. Oh, guys, that's a yawn. And I'm leaving that in.
I would say for me coming back into coaching,
you know,
I think,
hold on. You know why that yawn happened?
Why?
Because, you know, we just came back from that big long road trip and coach has to sit in the hallway until 1 a.m.
Why?
Because I don't trust that those rooms are going to not, those doors aren't going to open. Now, this group was really good. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, you were on the night watch.
I was on the night watch because one of my assistants just had a baby.
Okay.
So these 2 days were like sleep days for him.
That's nice.
He's 8 hours. So and he usually took the night shift. So it's like, no, I'll just take the night shift. That's fine. And tape on the door works, high school coaches. If you go on a road trip, just put painter's tape on the door. There's no way for them to, but again, I just like to, it was more our manager. Anyway, sorry about the yawn, but I'm leaving it in. Okay, go ahead, coach.
I would say you, for someone that coming back into it and knowing that like the first time go around that it was hard to make time for family, I think I just more cognizant of making time and planning. And we've talked about this before. Like I make a list of things I want to do for the week. Just giving some advice and just somebody from more, you know, getting back into it and being more learning to adjust. I also say that you got to keep people in your place to constantly remind you to put family first. So my assistant does a great job of always remembering me. Don't dwell on a loss or don't dwell on one thing for this very long. Remember, go home and spend time with your kids. I think it's important to have meaningful friendships, especially if you have a good staff. They should be your friends. And I consider the people on my staff friends. If you don't have those friendships, then they're probably not the right staff for you either. That's a whole different conversation.
Well, that's a whole, let me write that down. That should be a conversation.
But, say that, like, I do know that my assistants, they always are cognizant. And even people that are in my youth program or friends that are connected with the whole thing always remind me to make time for my daughter, you know, and my wife and my son, because at the end of the day, that's how you have to weather the storm, because it gives you that separation from basketball and so forth.
Yes, yes, yes. And I can't say the losses were easy in that stretch for me.
But, they're not.
But the and I've gotten better with that. Like I've got better turning the switch.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, I'm just gonna move on. You know, next one. So that's a little bit with age. I think that's gotten a little bit easier. But the coming home to the littles always made it better.
Always
made it better. Always made it better.
You were hanging out with my 5-year-old this morning. They're hilarious.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. That's a great. It's a great 5 to 10 is the.
That's why I teach second grade in the middle. Perfect.
I'm telling you, 5 to 10, maybe 5 to 11 or 12 preteenish is perfect window for parenting. Anyway, the littles really helped. I mean, they really did. Because I had to turn it off, and I had a little bit longer commute at that point, which was better because I could kind of turn that switch.
Yep, and just
become dad. Like, okay, that's gonna stay. And then once they went to bed, then I would do film stuff and all that kind of stuff. All right, anything else, coach?
Nope.
All right, till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.